setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. We're talking about the path to meaningful work. That means you're doing things that you're really good at in the workplace. You're doing work that you really love, and you are accomplishing results that matter to you deeply, personally. That's the sweet spot, where you use what you do best to do work you love to accomplish results that matter deeply to you. Some of you are already on the path of doing that. You just want to figure out how to get promoted. So we're here to help you as well, wherever you are on that path. Get clear, stage one. Get qualified, stage two. Get connected. That's relationships for opportunities, stage three. Stage four, get started. That means you're moving into a new career path. You're stepping into a new job that keeps you moving up the ladder. Then stage five, get promoted. Stage six, get the dream job. Stage seven, give yourself away. You're in stage six and seven essentially simultaneously, because you step into that dream job and you continue to expand that vision, expand that dream, and you're working for meaning. It's not about money at that point. And that's what we all long for anyway. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. This is a caller-driven show, meaning I am here for you. We take your questions. You got fork in the road. Hey, I need help with the spouse. Family members, friends are poo-pooing it. I think it's the right thing to do. Ken, how do I get where I want to go? Hey, Ken, I know where I want to go, and I'm terrified. I got some doubt, fear, whatever it is. I'm your counselor, coach, and cheerleader. Let's start it off with John in Dallas, Texas. John, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. It's a pleasure talking with you. Good morning.
Yes. How can I help?
Hi. So, obviously, by my accent, I was born overseas. We moved here about 13 years ago.
Okay.
Working in Dallas in finance, corporate finance, worked for a technology company making about 190. Very luckily, we started my career making about 20 overseas, so this is a big improvement. My wife makes about 110 here as well. She's also employed in a very fulfilling career as an accountant. She loves it. So kind of weird in that sense. I've got contacted by a recruiter for a job in Phoenix, and which I've only actually replied because she encouraged me to. So I have a big problem in my hands. I have an offer for about 200, a CFO job for about $250,000 a year plus a 40% bonus.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if we should move or if we shouldn't move, because I really like my job here. And we have a 5-year-old and a 9-year-old. My gut tells me that we should move. It's a great opportunity. It's stepping out of the comfort zone a bit and allowing us to grow. At the same time, it's going to be disruptive for the kids. And
how old are your kids?
Well, because
how old are your kids?
Five and nine.
Ken. 5 and 9. And where's your wife on this? Is she leaning towards staying and not dealing with the disruption, or is she saying, okay, I'm open to this?
She's open to this. We moved a couple of times all over the world. So she's open to this. At the same time, I guess my question is more about when is enough enough? I mean, we're doing quite well. We're very, very lucky. At the same time, it's a challenge. We're both leaning towards that. Actually, maybe more her than me.
Okay, hold on. So your wife, hold on, I want to make sure I understand. Forgive me. She's leaning towards you taking the new job in Phoenix?
She is, yeah.
Then what's your question for me? I feel like this is a no-brainer. You told me your gut was leaning towards Phoenix as well. The 5 and 9-year-old, believe me, they're fine. They're not attached enough that this is going to affect them at all. Trust me.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. I'm yeah, maybe it's a no-brainer. It's just I guess, the disruption. I've grown up in the same place.
Hold on a second. Disruption is good. You said that a little bit earlier in the call. You said, hey, it's a disruption, but it's a good challenge, and you're making more money. I know you like what you do. Here's what this comes down to. If this challenges you and it moves you further up the ladder, the career, the work ladder that you want to be on, then the change is totally worth it. And I moved my three kids, my wife and three kids, we moved here to Nashville to take this role with Ramsey Solutions. Actually a different role, but it put me on the ladder to my dream job. I didn't come in as a Ramsey personnel. I didn't come in and as host of the Ken Coleman mm-hmm. show. But we moved my three kids and my wife. We had lived in one area for 11 years. It's the only life my kids knew. And I believe that would have been 2014. So he would have been 8 years old. So I had an 8 year old and 2 5 year olds. And they had good friends where they were, but they're 8 and 5. They don't, at the end of the day, it doesn't affect them. It'd be one thing if they were entrenched in their high schools and things of that nature. It's a much harder move. But the reality is take the kids off the table, moving the kids, they're going to be fine. Take the, we really like where we live off the table. Because again, you're just comfortable. The question is this a good professional and financial move? And if your wife is on board, buddy, what are we waiting on, man?
I know.
All right, so you called me to ask me what I think, right?
Exactly.
Fly, John. Fly. It's time, man. It's fine. Listen, here's the reality, and this underscores something we talk about a lot on this program, and it bears a little bit of focus here. There's nothing wrong with John. John is acting like all of us. Because here's what we know about the human condition. We would rather be miserable than uncomfortable. And he's not miserable, but stay with me on this. We'd rather be miserable than uncomfortable. That's why a lot of people stay in jobs they are disengaged in, or jobs that they don't really like, or they're okay with the job, but they're not okay with where they're at in their life. But they're not uncomfortable. They're comfortable. So therefore, I'd rather be miserable than uncomfortable. I'd rather be comfortable than really, really happy. Because if a lot of change is involved with being really, really happy and fulfilled, I don't know. You want to be maxed out fulfilled? Guess what? You're going to have to embrace change. But some of you are going, oh, Ken, maxed out, fulfilled, fulfilling my potential, just absolutely crushing it. Oh, it's great. I'd love that. But you're telling me I got to sacrifice? You're telling me I got to uproot my family? You're telling me I got to learn some new skills? You're telling me I've got to walk up the ladder and put myself in a bit of an unproven situation each time? You're telling me I got to do all that? I don't know. I'm really comfortable. Life is good in the comfort zone. And it is. But it's not great. So you decide. But if you're going for maximum performance and maximum potential to be who you were created to be, you better figure out that the only way that happens is with change. And change is uncomfortable. Get used to it. There's no free lunch. Don't move. More of the Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Are you ready to launch into a tech career in the next year? Bethel School of Technology's online technology bootcamp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. Aiden is a recent high school graduate who skipped college to enroll with Bethel Tech. In less than a year, he has a job as a developer with a salary of $65,000. 80% of Bethel Tech students land jobs within 4 months of graduating. Bethel students get jobs, and you can too. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman to get started today. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, so you can give yourself away. So no matter where you are in those seven stages I just listed out, this is where you can get some clarity and get some confidence to make that move. 844-747-2577 is the number, 844-747-2577. KenColeman.com, a great resource with free articles and free resources. And of course, in our store, some wonderful resources as well. Speaking of the free resources, Should I Quit My Job quiz remains one of our most popular free resources. I want to remind you, if you're new to the program and you're feeling that, I think I'm supposed to quit, but I'm not 100% sure. We have a great little quiz. It takes 3 minutes. It's 20 questions. It's going to spit out a little report for you. And it's going to help you. And most of the people that take it go, this was the nudge that I needed. Should I Quit My Job quiz? A free resource at KenColeman.com. All right, let's go back to the phones. Natalie is joining us now in Butler, Pennsylvania. Natalie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I appreciate you taking my call today.
Well, I'm thankful that you called. What's going on?
So I'm a licensed social worker and certified life coach. My full-time job is one that I'm not happy at. I'm really struggling with.
And so, tell me real quick, what is that full-time job?
Hospice social work.
Hospice social worker. Okay, keep going.
So I know I really want to pursue my coaching career. I know what I want to do. I know who my audience is. I know my why. Yep. But I'm fear is kind of holding me back from putting myself out there. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to market myself or my services. So just hoping you could help me clear that up a little bit.
Yeah, I love it. So let's first address something. What you're really afraid of is you're afraid of the unknown. You don't know what to do. So if we can go get some knowledge, then we go, oh. And then the other thing we need to deal with too is that I don't want you to be thinking that in any way, shape, or form you're going to have to take this big jump. Because being a life coach, a career coach, even a financial coach, these are side hustles first. They always have to be. Because you don't just, it's not like you're going and you're starting a storefront. You know, and you put out a sign, life coach, and people just walk by and walk in. You know what I mean? So understanding that from the get-go goes, oh, okay. So you don't need to be afraid of financial failure, because here's my point. You're not going to quit your day job until the dream job is funding what the day job used to fund. Make sense?
Yes.
I think it's really important to start there. Because that's a false choice that I think you're wrestling with, and you don't have to choose that. Am I about right on that?
To some degree, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, I just wanted to cover that. But let's get to the specific fear. So I don't know how to get myself out there. All right. So how much research have you done on successful life coaches, maybe even in your area, and how they got started? How many of you of those folks have you connected to, whether it be online or in person in your area? Have you actually sat down with somebody who does the kind of work that you want to do and talked to them?
It's been a couple years, but I did have some phone conversations with a couple life coaches, a while back.
And what did you learn from them about how they got started?
Just kind of with them, they said mostly word of mouth, telling friends and friends of friends and people they know and social media.
Yep. There you go. I wanted you to go figure that out, but you've already done it. So now this gets down to, why haven't you done what they told you to do? I can tell you.
I think it's a fear. Go ahead.
You're afraid of rejection. You're afraid of putting that word out there and nobody signs up. And then you're going to go, oh gosh, everybody thinks I'm a loser. Let me ask you a really practical question. If you start telling people word of mouth and you start putting it out on social media like those other coaches told you they did, if nobody signs up in the first 3 months or 6 months for your services, how many friends and family will actually know whether or not somebody signed up or not? How many?
None.
So what are you worried about?
People, thinking exactly what you said.
Yeah, but wait a second.
Failure.
They're not even going to know. unless you keep going out there and going, well, I've been advertising on social media for 5 months. Nobody said yes. Well, somebody please sign up. I mean, if they ask you, hey, how's the coaching going? You're going, it's slow.
Yeah.
But it's a slide thing. Wait, what are we worried about here? I know what you're worried about. I had the same fear when I decided to go into broadcasting. What? Ken, you didn't go to school for broadcasting. You don't have a degree in that. You don't have any experience. Oh, yeah. I was worried about what people would say. I've been there, Natalie.
Yeah.
But wait a second. What would you say to you if you walked in for you to coach? What would you say to you?
If I was the client for myself?
Yeah. I just told you. What would you say to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough, huh?
Yeah.
And I mean it. I'm not going to bail you out. If you were anybody else, I would tell you what you need to hear. But I'm actually going to put you on the spot because you want to be a life coach. And you just admitted your fear to me, which I'm glad you did. And I'm so proud of you because you're being vulnerable. And I think you're a freaking hero for being vulnerable with me. But now I want you to coach you. You just heard you tell me what you're afraid of. Now, instead of Ken coaching you, what would you tell you? Go.
I would walk them through and just ask them about, you know, what is that fear and what is the worst that's going to happen? And what's the first little baby step you can take to move toward where you want to be and towards what you want to do to show yourself that you can do it?
We've already established that. We've already established that. You're being really, you're trying to answer my question, but you didn't really coach you. You told me what you would, you gave me the professional answer. I'm saying you're afraid of rejection. You just told me you are. So what would you tell you about facing rejection? I'll bail you out if you don't have anything, but I want to know what you would say to you. We've already established what you have to do. What would you say?
They were afraid of rejection. Just have them, you know, tell them they have to look at it. They have to live it.
Get over it is what you would say. Get over it.
It's not the end of the world.
That's it. That's what I wanted.
It's part of life.
There we go.
It happens to everybody. We all experience it.
There we go. That's it.
Yeah.
You need to remind yourself of that. Every successful man or woman in any industry who's ever accomplished anything has had to deal with rejection and failure. True or false?
True.
So get over it. It's going to happen. People are going to say no. People are going to go, oh, thanks. That's great. You're going to have people go, hey, I'm interested. Send me your information. And they're never going to answer your email after that. I'm just telling you. So go ahead and prepare for it. But here's the deal. You're blessed right now to have a job that you're good at. It's not the dream job. It's a day job, but it's taking care of the needs. So you're in an enviable position in that you can pursue your dream on the side because that's how you're going to have to build it. So start telling everybody today. Start putting out stuff on social media. Create an Instagram page tonight before you go to bed. Create a TikTok page tonight before you go to bed. Create a YouTube channel tonight before you go to bed. Now, I didn't say you had to populate them. I said you had to create them. Now I'm coaching you up.
Yeah.
And I want you to feel guilt tomorrow morning if you haven't done those three things. It doesn't have to be TikTok. If you want it to be Facebook, I don't care. Create social media pages tonight before you go to bed. You don't even have to make your YouTube page public, by the way. And you don't have to tell anybody that you created Instagram or Facebook, but you better create those pages tonight. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, and I will.
And you better. And you better start putting out content. Start with content that inspires you. And then to begin to develop your version of that content and start encouraging, becoming people's coach on social media, even if it's 80 people, I don't give a crap. Start encouraging people in your zip code. Start volunteering your coaching services a little bit, get a few under your belt, and then start telling people that you're charging and charge a rate that's reasonable and stick to it. Don't you dare quit. This is the Ken Coleman Show. This is the Ken Coleman Show. More money, more impact. And part of that, by the way, is helping you get the job, right? the competitive edge. Think of me as your coach. I want to help you beat the competition because you are in a competition. One of the ways we do that is not just through the teaching, the content, the resources we create, but partnerships like ZipRecruiter, the number one hiring site in the United States. ZipRecruiter understands the job process can be icky, sucky, frustrating, lonely, all the things. And so their artificial intelligence does a lot of the work for you. They send you job opportunities for you to apply to with one click, not filling out a new resume every time. And because they're Zip and because companies are paying ZipRecruiter for access to you, not only is it a free service for you, but you stand out because while you're doing your life, they're pitching you to companies that have positions that match up to your profile. Again, no brainer. ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. You were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means you are needed, and that means you must do it. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you figure out what it is, where it is, how to get there, overcoming the obstacles of fear and doubt, family and finances. Oh, yeah. I don't know how many people are just locked up with stuff around that. So as a part of Ramsey Solutions, we can help you on the finance piece, the family piece. I can just walk you through that. The very people you're trying to please are the people you're going to resent if you don't do what you were created to do. Fear, doubt, and pride. Come on, bring those to me. I deal with those every day. I know how to fight those nasty little creatures. They don't ever go away, but you can overcome them. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Kelsey is up next in Dayton, Ohio. Kelsey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
So I have been in my current position for about 4.5 years. I'm a receptionist / administrative assistant, and I've been doing that kind of work for about 7 years. And I'm getting really burnt out on it. I'm really good at it, but it's not what I love to do. And I came across a job position that combines what I'm doing now with my dream job, which is kind of like a creative marketing kind of role, making videos, graphics, flyers, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But my question is, should I even bother applying for it? I'm afraid I'm going to get burnt out doing the part of it that I don't enjoy. But my hope would be that being able to do what I love and what I'm good at would maybe balance each other out.
Yeah, I like where your head's at. Tell me, describe the position a little bit more.
So it's an executive administrative assistant position, and it's basically like booking travel, arranging meetings, taking minutes of meetings, kind of like helping organize company events, and then also assisting the marketing department with video production and designing graphic materials for their different marketing.
So, okay, gotcha. So is the person that you're the executive assistant for leading the marketing department, or is it two separate, you know, it's like I'm helping this executive over here on this side, and then I'm going to do a little administrative support for this team over here?
Right. So it's the president of the company as well as the CEO, and then also the director of marketing and his department.
So it's two separate people?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that, you know, because it feels like they're going, both of us need an assistant, mm-hmm. and so we need to hire a superstar that can mm-hmm. take care of both of our needs. My concern is how much, and again, I don't know, but I certainly wouldn't, I'm not opposed to you interviewing for the job, and I'd ask for a breakdown. Have them describe what they think a normal day in a week is going to look like. And I think mm-hmm. from that question alone, you're going to figure out if there's, you know, am I going to get 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, 1%, 0% of actual, you know, getting my hands dirty on the marketing projects. As you described it to me, I'm concerned about it. And I think you are too. So
yeah.
but again, so two things. I've already told you, number one, definitely look into it, interview for it. If you could get an interview, ask specifically to describe the breakdown of duties and how you would support the marketing department. Then you're going to know. And mm-hmm. then the second thing is that if it comes back, as I suspect, that it's an executive assistant position, it's not what you love, mm-hmm. you're really good at it, but you don't want to do it, mm-hmm. then you have to ask yourself this. Is it worth taking it change of scenery, but I'm around marketing and I'm going to obviously be able to interact. And am I willing to put up with it long enough that once I get in and prove how valuable I am, I might have the opportunity to step into a marketing position.
Right.
That's a calculated, not even a risk.
Right.
Because you're just replacing one job that you know is a dead end with the opportunity to get in marketing. Now, here's the deal. That becomes a viable option. Or you go, no, I'm not willing to do that. I'm willing to stay in my current admin assistant position until I land a marketing opportunity. Maybe I get a project manager job. See, because you're qualified to be a great project manager. I think, because anybody who's a really good executive assistant, you've got all the talent to be able to be a project manager working at a marketing agency or working for a marketing team. Do you agree with that statement? You would know more than me, but that's what I think.
I think so. I definitely want to be on more of the creative side of things as far as like basically like content creation.
Right. But my point is project manager might be a way to get in.
Right.
Here's my point. Do you have any experience as a creative marketer?
I have some video production experience, and that's about it.
All right. So my point is, if you need to develop more, there's a couple ways to do that. One, do what I'm saying. Take either this position that we just talked about, or wait for another position where you get in maybe as a project manager, and then you start showing them your work, and they realize, hey, she's actually got the chops to do this, and you work yourself right into a role. Or the third way is to get a better day job than you've got now and start doing video production on the side, get some freelance opportunities, build your portfolio up, and now we step into it. So I like where we're headed here. Does that help you with ideas?
It does, yeah. And I mean, as far as the job itself, it would be a big pay raise, so that's a no-brainer as well.
Ooh. I like this now. So I'm starting to say, first of all, I told you to interview for it.
Yes.
And then trust your gut. Your head and heart are in alignment. So therefore, you need to trust what you feel.
Okay.
You're really solid.
My only other hesitation is that I'm currently on maternity leave and I'm supposed to go back to my current job in a month. And so I am a little bit worried about burning a bridge with my current employer because they're a family-oriented company.
Are you going to be but hold on a second. Are you going to be a jerk?
No, not at all.
Then don't worry about it.
Okay.
You ever going to go back and work for them again?
I mean, I would if there became a position there that would be like my dream job, I would definitely go back.
All right. But my point is we're not living that. We're not living like that. We're going to go, hey, I'm supposed to take this other gig if you feel you're supposed to.
Okay.
Remember, this isn't a done deal. I don't want you to take it just on money, but I'm saying because it's more money and there is the potential that you get to work more in marketing and get opportunities maybe to work yourself into a role over there. I have to look really hard at that. Yeah, sure. But remember, I gave you several options to think through. Good news is you heard those options and now you realize, oh, I'm not stuck.
Right.
And that's what I'm excited about.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hey, congrats on the baby, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's so exciting. Hey, listen, your best days are ahead of you. So I want you to walk this thing out. Okay. You got lots of options that we just described and now you need to just walk forward. And those paths, one of those is going to reveal itself as the best way to go. It always does. 844-747-2577. Just a real quick teaching on what we just walked through with Kelsey. What I basically talked to her about was this idea of clarifying and verifying. When we see one option that's better than our current option, but we go, it's just not completely clear. And I know I want to get here and this could get me here. I'm not sure. What we need to do is we need to walk it out. But then we also need to step back and go, wait a second, how are the multiple ways that I can actually eventually get the job that she wants, which is creative marketing? Maybe she starts a side hustle. Maybe she starts doing contract work. Maybe she volunteers. But again, it allows her to go, wait a second, maybe I take that one job to get some marketing experience, which could lead me to another. So maybe I'm at one job for a year and I move on. When we actually break it down, this is the idea of clarifying and verifying. We break each option down in our heads, logically, and then we walk forward and go, is this true? It's good old-fashioned science experiment stuff. Got to have your hypothesis. How many hypotheses do you have? Walk it out. And when you do it, that's the verify. And here's what I mean by verify. When we walk these theories out or these options out to see which one we think is best, your head and heart, your head is wonderful. It's a wonderful logic machine. But your heart, the heart's the verification. And then when they align, you'll know. Hey, my time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like Ramsey Call of the Day.
Check out our new Ramsey Call of the Day podcast. It'll give you a quick hit of advice about life and money in under 10 minutes. Listen to the Ramsey Call of the Day, wherever you listen to podcasts.